A tribute to K. Venkatraman. K. Venkatraman endearingly addressed as K.V. Mama by those in Sri Ramanashramam suddenly expired at 2:45 a.m. on November 23rd. He was 70 years old and the only child of Chellamma, who was the adopted daughter of H.M.R. V. Subramaniam Mani, Sri Ramanashram's manager, told me on the phone that he died just as he wished, residing in the ashram without the burden of a prolonged illness and while repeating his God's name, Ramana. Sri N. Balaram Reddy wrote in a letter dated November 30, "You must have known by now that K.V. passed away in the ashram a few days ago due to a massive heart attack, which took him away within 10 minutes or so." J. Jayaraman, the ashram librarian, wrote on November 26, giving more details. K.V. Mama passed away after a heart attack on November 23rd at 2:45 a.m. with Ramana audibly on his lips in an unbroken stream. He had visited my home in Madras on November 6 to join my mum and I in the taxi returning to the ashram. K.V. Mama sat right next to me at lunch on November 21st with the first batch of diners. Something unusual. Sundaram, Sri Ramanashram's president, remarked, "I was being honored because he was sitting next to me." K.V. Mama told me then he had been having some pain in the chest area, which he attributed to a gastric sores. Now he is gone. "I had a wild thought of calling you at 8 a.m. to inform you by telephone. Then comes your letter." K.V. Mama was a blessed child of Bhagavan. While I was visiting Sri Ramanashramam in October of 1993, I had the good fortune of spending time with K.V. Mama. With unbounded enthusiasm, he immediately agreed to take me to H.M.R.'s house in Thiruvannamalai and also to her village, which was about 30 miles from the ashram. See March-April 1994 issue. Bubbling with genuine warmth and devotion, he poured out numerous stories of H.M.R. and her experiences with Bhagavan. H.M.R. was one of the luminaries that revolved around the sun that Ramana Maharishi was for the world, he told me. And about his mother, Chellamma, she was a ripe soul recognized by H.M.R. and completely surrendered to Bhagavan. K.V. Mama was no less surrendered and no less blessed. His mother died when he was only an infant, and it was her dying wish that he should be raised by H.M.R. in Thiruvannamalai. H.M.R., whose life in the world was a succession of tragedies, went and brought the motherless child directly to Bhagavan and placed the boy in his hands. On seeing the baby, tears trickled from my eyes, Bhagavan later said, recalling the occasion. The Maharishi looked after the child and protected him from harm. To illustrate this, we need only relate the following story told to us by K.V. Mama. "Once, when I was a young boy, a friend and I were in the Arunachala temple. As it was very hot, we went to the tank in the temple and began splashing and playing in the water. I inadvertently went into the water over my head and began sinking. I came to the surface a few times, but was unable to stay afloat. My friend got scared seeing me in distress and ran off. Just before I went under for the last time, I remember distinctly seeing Bhagavan's face, and then everything went blank. I became unconscious. When I later regained consciousness, I found that I was lying on the step just near the tank. I asked someone nearby how I got out of the water. I was told that an old man had come and pulled me out, laid me down on the step, and then went away. Somehow I survived the ordeal. After nearly drowning, I went to the ashram and sat in the hall without telling anyone what had just happened. Bhagavan turned in my direction and said with a gentle smile on his lips, "Did you have a nice swim?" I put my head down as I felt extremely guilty and thought that everyone was watching me. Who else was it than Bhagavan who saved me? We will all miss seeing this exemplar devotee of the Master. To his family, we express our deepest condolences. He, his mother and grandmother were three generations of flowers offered at the feet of their guru. To future aspirants and devotees, their lives will ever remain a true example of wholehearted devotion and surrender. By Dennis Hattel.